So today's daf in Masechet Chagiga, brought to you from Eretz Chemba Tovu Rechova, is Daf Zayin, and we are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis on the very last line of the daf. Tanana Hata. So we were talking about the question of the machlokas, which we had between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, about the value of the Shlomim, the Chagiga, and the value of the Eila, the relative values, and it came down to a question of whether we held that the korban that was brought in at Har Sinai, whether that was the Eilas Re'iya, or whether that was the Eila that was the Eilas Tumit. Okay, that was the last thing that we learned. Now, there seems to be an interesting question about this issue of the value, because where do those values come from? The Pashtus, those values are only a Derabbanan. However, we're going to see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a big sugya in Yerushalmi about this as well, that the Tosis brings, and that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually a shir d'oraisa, and it's part of the shiurim that are halacha l'maish miSinai. So let's take a look at the Mishnah in Peah, which we say every day, and that seems to have important implications vis-a-vis this din, because it says there in Peah, Tzanata, Elu devarim she'en lehem shiur. And we have a peyah, vabikurim, and then we hit that weird word, vaharayon. Half the people that say that, we have no idea what they're saying. They say the raya. What is a rayon? So, I mean, look, if it's referring to the korban ria, then obviously it should have just said ria, right? But rayon seems to be talking about ria's panim, like it's this idea of the seeing, not the mitzvah of ria. So we're going to talk about that in the context of Ein Lam Shir. Ugmilut Chasadim, V'Talmud Torah. So all of these things that we're talking about over here, Gmilut Chasadim, by the way, the Gmilut Chasadim is referring to Gmilut Chasadim Begufo. It's not referring to Gmilut Chasadim B'Mamono, because for that we do have limits. Now what's fascinating is that all the Mefarshim talk about the limits are talking about the limits on the maximum. You're not allowed to give away more than one-fifth of your money, right? That's a chomesh is the maximum that you shouldn't be fall on the tzibor and end up being poor yourself. But it doesn't say anything over here about a minimum, about this business about needing to give 10% of your income and so on. It doesn't say anything like that, that there is a minimum to give tzedakah. That's an interesting point. You know, this is a big question as to whether any of the inyanim of Maaser really have application for straight out monetary questions. But in any event, what it's referring to over here is gemilut chasadim, such as going to be mevaker chayla and being menachem avelim or whatever it is that is necessary. Those are the things that there are no limits to. And the same thing is true of Talmud Torah, because we know you could be yotze Talmud Torah, kriyashma, Shachris ve'arvis, and there's no limit. If you have the time available, then you're mechuyev, of course, and as much Talmud Torah as you can do. Omer Reb Yochanan, so we used to think that the point over here is that when it includes harayon, it means ein lo shiur lamala. There's no maximum rayon, but there certainly is. I mean, assuming that the rayon certainly includes the bringing of the carbon ria. Why it would be called rayon, that we'll see in a moment, because it obviously has something to do with the interrelationship of the carbon with the actual act of ria's punning. But I mean, the bottom line is over here that certainly there's got to be this year. I mean, we just had the whole discussion of Mishnah. We've got the question of whether it's a ma or whether it's two ma, but whatever it is, it's certainly a shiur lamata. That's what I used to think. Then Rabbi Yoshaya came along. Rabbi Yoshaya was the Gadol HaDor Rabbi, and he was melamed that when the Mishnah says en lo shir, it means bichlal. There's no shir at all for any of these things. But there are, that's minyaraisa, lo lamala v'lo lamata. However, there is a shir de Rabbanan. So the Chachamim said, but as we said yesterday, lamaisa, there is no shir d'oraita except for the carbon asha. Now, that would, of course, have implications for the other things in the Mishnah as well, because, look, Peah also has a shir, but it's a derabbanan, so we have the Yachad Mishishim. Bikurim also has a shir, But okay, the question over here is there a Shir D'oraisa? No, there's no Shir D'oraisa. Okay, let's go and figure out what the word is. Very strange word, rayon. Why not say ri'iyah? So it's obviously adding something. It's adding something about the nature of the relationship of the act of ri'iyah, ri'iyah's panim, in the Azara to the overall halacha of the pure chiyav of a korban ri'iyah. So what is that? So Rabbi Yochanan says that what it means over here is it's calling it rayon because it's talking about ri'iyat panim ba'azara. So in other words, what you can do is, besides the korban ri'iyah, there is also a mitzvah of ri'iyas panim. So if you were already yotze your korban ri'iyah on the first day, but there's still a mitzvah to come in on the other days, just ri'iyah without an associated korban. That's why it calls it rayon, so that we can split the issues. There is a mitzvah of the korban. That's a mitzvah on the first day. It's called Ikar HaRegel. Plus, there is always a mitzvah. As often as you come in to the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to see you, wants you to come in. And because of that, we use the word rayon. Reish Lakish says, no, on the contrary. We're using the word rayon to tell me that ri'iyas panim ba'azara is dependent on ri'iyas karba. And therefore, what it's telling us is that bedavka, you can't come unless you're going to bring an oila each time. So we have very different approaches here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that seems to be what it's referring to. Now, if the first take that we have, this is not the way we remain, but the first take that we have is that the machlokas was like this. Be'ikar haregel, kuli amalo pligidi respanim bekar. If you're talking about the main day of the chiyuv, which is the first day, okay, the first day, everybody would agree, you have to come with a korban. Now, that would mean that every time that you come on the first day, you would have, this is the way Rashi understands it, every time you come on the first day, for sure you have to bring an oilas ri'iyah that Rabbi Yochanan's also mited to. The only question is, what about the rest of the yontiv? So the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is b'sha'ar yemot haregel. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a mitzvah of ri'iyas panim rayon, which is why it used the word rayon to tell me there's such a thing as a mitzvah just of ri'iyah that is not associated with a korban ri'iyah. Mashenka gonna Reish Lakish is the exact opposite. It comes to tell us, anybody who reads the mission says, well, wait a minute, I mean, that's all very nice, rayon, in terms of ri'iyas panim, but I mean, surely we're including the chiyav of ri'iyah here. So therefore, it says Reish Lakish, yes, that's the whole point. To let you know, there is no such thing as a ri'iyas panim that should be without a korban. So anytime you're going to come in, you absolutely have to come in with the korban. Okay, there's all kinds of issues over here. The way the Rambam understands it, look, think about it. What if a guy can't afford a korban? And there's still the mitzvah. There's two separate issues, right? So there's a lechor. There's a lo ta'aseh. Lo yero upa nairekam. And then there's a mitzvah of the shalosh regalim. Yira eko zechurcha. So now the question is, I mean, if those are really two different issues, and a guy doesn't have the opportunity to bring a korban, so lechor, he should go at least to be mekayim the mitzvah ta'aseh, because esedocha lo ta'aseh. I mean, even if he's going to come in, so that mitzvah should be, you say, no, don't come in, you don't have a gift. But I mean, the Torah wants me to come in. So it seems like a standard esedocha lo ta'aseh, right? And yet nobody's suggesting over here that you should go in anyway, lechora. Why not? So the Rambam understands the mitzvah of ri'iyat panim, this is how he brings the mitzvah. The mitzvah of ri'iyat panim is the mitzvah to come into the Beis HaMikdash with a korban. That's how he brings the mitzvah. Okay, so then it's basically all one thing. So this is what Reish Lakish is saying. What would be the point of coming in without a korban on the other days also? The nature of the chiyuv is to come in with a korban. And that's exactly why the Mishnah in Peah wants to use that lashon of a rayon. So therefore, our first take is the Ikar HaRegel, if we're talking about the first day, even Rabbi Yochanan's moda, that the nature of the mitzvah is to come in with the carbon. So even if you came in the morning, you want to come in the afternoon, you have to bring a carbon again. The machlokas is b'sha'ar yimot ha'regel. So over there, Reish Lakish holds every time you come in. I don't care what day it is. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once you brought your carbon on the first day, it would be a mitzvah as often as you want, or as little as you want. It's not an absolute chiyav, but you can make a mitzvah every time that you come in, and you show your face in the Yera'u. Furthermore, there's also, the way we understand it now, is that if you come and you bring a carbon, you're certainly allowed to bring a carbon. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that the Torah is giving a halacha. This is the chiyav of the defined oilas re'iya. So if you bring two of them, then you're going to be over on Baal Tosif. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's no chiyav. There's no iser. It's certainly okay to come in and bring a carbon on the fact that you came into the Beis HaMikdash. Now again, this is the first take that we have. We're going to change this. Kulei Amalo Pligei in this version that Rabbi Yochanan would say, you want to bring additional korbanos, please, we're very happy. Bekablin aminei. Ki pligei, what we do argue about is, can you come in without a korban? So Rabbi Yochanan says, it says in the Torah, Re'iyas Panim. It doesn't say that Re'iyas Panim has to be with a korban. And that is a mitzvah to call emas. That's why it says rayon. Whenever you come, other than that first day, you do not have to bring a korban. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar, no, every time you come, Re'iyat Panim Bekorban, to call Ema Da'ati Tzarech La'atuye. Now, asks Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean you can come in as often as you want? Did the Torah say, Lo Yera'u Panai Re'kam, or did it not? I mean, I don't understand. I read the pasuk. It says you're going to come. Do not come empty-handed. So, what does that mean? It means what I'm saying. Don't come in without a korban. Omar Leit, but that is a definition of the Torah to the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. And the ikar of that mitzvah is, of course, the first day. That's the ikar haregel. So that's where it's saying, when you come, do not come without a korban. Now, if you didn't come the first day, we understand that there's tashlumin. Also, that when you come in, you're going to have to bring a korban. All true, but that's only once, or the way we're understanding it now, that's only on the first day, as often as you come on the first day. So that's referring to Iker HaRegel, where the main chiyav is, and there I agree that you would be chayav. Eitzvei, another kasha Reish Lakish asks, is from the Braita. It's not clear what the Braita is adding and why this adds, but it says in the Braita, V'lo yera'u panai reikam. What does the lo yera'u panai reikam? It means dafka with zevachim. So why is that? Because as we're going to see, the Braita proves itself. Ata omer bizvachim. How do you know it means bizvachim? Why can't I bring a korban mincha? And why can't I bring a bird, which is not a zevach, because I don't use a knife to shecht it? So it's done b'malika. How do I know? Maybe you could even bring ofot. Maybe you could even bring minachot. I mean, says the Gemara, well, it's a vedino. Of course you need a zevach, because, I mean, it's in the same context as chagiga, right? So it says chagiga. That's for you. And it says re'iya. That's for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So you guys are going to be lochog. So you're going to have fun. You're going to be eating. And what? You're going to be bringing me nothing? I mean, is that the way we're going to work our relationship of year? So I would say that it's basically the same. I mean, in the same way that the chagiga that is said to the hedyot, it's talking about good, delicious, juicy lamb chops, right? Or steak. Okay. So if that's the case, if you're going to have that kind of good stuff, how about me? So Afriya Amura Legavoha, it's got to be the same thing. It's got to be Zvachim. And when we talk about these Zvachim, what are the Zvachim? Mahin Zvachim, these are the Olot. It's got to be that you're going to bring a carbon Ola. How do you know? Why can't it be that I will share by taking the Emurim, and maybe it means a Shlomim. You eat the steak, and I'll eat the junk. I don't know. But how do you know it doesn't mean that? Well, it's just as logical. Dinu, it says chagiga lehediot for you, and it says re'iya for me. Now, just like chagiga amur lehediot, those are foods that are good for you to eat. Okay, so that's the carbon shlamim. So you get to eat your lamb chops and so on. That's very nice. But the same thing should be true of me. So the carbonas that are brought for me, re'iya amur gavoa, are things that are going to be presented to me for achila. And that would mean that it would have to be the basar of an ayla. And look, I mean, doesn't it make sense? Let me ask something. Chaim Bedin, you're going to be sitting there eating all of these delicious steaks, having a whole beautiful dinner. And what are you going to be throwing to me? Shulchan chamale. So you've got this big, beautiful dinner. And I'm supposed to be getting along on the leftovers. What are we going to do with it? Make hot dogs out of it? Oh, come on. So it's just logical that, of course, you can't have a yontev that's going to look like that. And that's the point. So it doesn't make sense that Shulchan Rabcha should be empty. So then that means that you have to be able to provide for me. Okay, so therefore, the mashmaut over here, there's how many learn. But it's from this additional point that Shulchan Rabcha should be reikam, that is what the additional point is that the Braita is making, that Reish Lakish is asking. Note that it says over here that it's Einu Bedin. It's not, this is not just a cold analysis of a chiyav of a carbon. So you're going to tell me, well, I was already out to the carbon, so therefore the Re'iyah won't be Machayev Mina carbon. But the Braita is saying that this is more than a question of, is there a chiyav? Was I out to the chiyav? This is a question of appropriateness, of the whole idea of coming to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we are sharing, and that the sharing is not just a abstracted re'iyah, but that there's my shulchan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shulchan, kivayachol. And therefore, it is absolutely a chiyav to deal with that issue every time you come in. That's what the mashmaut is over here. How do you explain, Rabbi Yochanan, that you say you could just come in and what? And you're going to bring a carbon shlamim, and that's fine. You don't have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. Well, what about the logic of the Vidinhu? Look, it's all very nice, but the bottom line is that the context of the entire discussion is entirely in terms of the Chiyav. It's obviously, I'm not saying that there are not added issues that we need to understand what those issues are, but what are we talking about? We're talking about a chiyav on the Ikar HaRegel. And therefore, you can't apply something that's vidinu in the context of a chiyav to make it a new chiyav. Okay, there is no chiyav on the other days, period. That's how I understand. Okay, it says, Rishon LeKohanim, I'll ask you for another prize. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Regalim Bashana, Nitztavu Yisrael Alot Beregel. B'chaga Matzot, b'chaga Shavuot, u'v'chaga Sukkot. That mitzvah of Re'iyah can't be done by halves. What the heck does that mean? Gemara is going to talk about it in a moment. Ein nir in the chatzain, can't do it by halves, because it says kol zechurcha. It's got to be everybody. Ein nir in reikanim, and you can't come empty-handed, because it says v'lo yera'u fanai reikam. So what exactly is that saying? It seems to be adding something, says Reish Lakish, that the issue is empty-handedness. That's the problem. So you don't walk into a Beis HaMikdash. Is that just stam, bring me a carbon? In the same way that I'm telling you these words, look, you can't do this by halves. And you can't walk in empty-handed. Okay, so then you're walking in empty-handed. That's what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan. So doesn't that mean bichlal? No. That's also all in context of Beikar Regel, says Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever the Chiyav is, that's when we make all of these diyukim. Now, says Rabbi Yochanan, now it's my turn, thank you. Okay, so now I got some questions over here. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It says, remember, Yera'eh, Yir'eh. That's the way we like to say it. Rashi's got it the other way around. But Yera'eh, Yir'eh. So, ma'ani b'chinam. Now, here there's another diyuk. So just like, we made the dig before that it's supposed to be even, right? Shem Sheba Lirot, Kach Ba Lirot, but it also should be teaching that Ma Ani Bechinam, Afata Bechinam. I mean, I don't pay money when I come to see you, like in a zoo, do I? No, I come to say hello. Okay, so when you come to see me, you don't pay money because there's no entrance fee. That's the point. So the Yira said there's no entrance fee in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it has nothing to do with don't come in empty-handed. What is this, tickets to a circus? This is basically two completely different issues. I want to see you. We have to share the seeing, and you don't pay for the seeing. That's a different chiyuv as the carbon. What are you bringing up this lawyer up? But angry comment, don't come in without a ticket. I don't like the whole approach. Very interesting. So he's making his own diak on what the pasuk seems to be mashma. Okay, so how are you going to explain that? I mean, that's the pashtus of the whole thing, says Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara, you're right. Okay, forget it. All right, let's start again. So the way we understood the machlokas the first time, which is that everybody's agreed on the first day, yes, you have to have a ticket every time you come in. Well, I mean, it's pretty clear from what Rabbi Yochanan is saying now that he doesn't hold that bichlal. And therefore, the way that we understood the machlokas is wrong. Or let's revise it. It's like this. I would say that kol hechad ata velo aite, if you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, nobody holds you need a ticket. Rish Lakish also never held such a thing. Of course, you could come in, and as long as you brought your carbon ria, so you're not going to be over on not bringing the carbon ria, but you brought your carbon ria. Now you want to come in, Leira, oh, please, you're welcome. I'd love to see more of you. Come on in. Almost like the Daf Yomi. Yes. We finally get a Gershi, we finally get a Gavi, we finally get a Naftali, we even get a Richie every once in a while. Yes. So, oh, look at this. We get a Calvin. I'm telling you, it's amazing sometimes. So that's exactly the issue. All right. Now the question is, what if you come in with a carbon oil? And you already brought your carbon oil. That's the question. Do you have a right to act out with the carbon oila as if it's an entrance ticket or not? Or, in other words, if the carbon oila is a chiev for the covet of the regel and so on. Okay, I was yotze that. They keep bringing carbon oilas as a carbon ri'ia. So you'll say, well, what do you mean? I mean, but you can certainly bring as many oilas as you want. I mean, an oila is a neder, a nedava. Why can't I just make a neder for an oila? You can. But as the Chazon Ish points out, you cannot create a kachim, a hegdish, that doesn't exist. So if you would say, I am making this a carbon oilas ri'iyah, and you already owe it to your oilas ri'iyah, there's no hegdish, it will be chal. There's no such carbon. And therefore, if you do that kind of stuff, you try to be mosif on the chiyuv of the Torah, it will be straight out baltosif. You're trying to create a new carbon that doesn't exist. That's gufa de machlokas. So kipiligi de atava aita. You come into the Beis HaMikdash and you bring another carbon after you already brought one. Now, according to this, we're not talking about first day, other days. It's all the same. First day is exactly the same thing. So Rabbi Yochanan says the reason that it says rayon is talking about rayon as opposed to carbon ri'iyah. That's why it says rayon. And there's only one time you can come in with the carbon. So how does it say there's no shear? That's why it says rayon. The rayon coming in and showing your face and being mavakir the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shear. Come in as often as you want. But don't try to do that with the carbon, because then you're going to be over on Baltosif. There's no such carbon. That's the point. Completely different than the way we understood it before. That in fact, for the carbon, there is a shear once. That's it. Whereas according to Resh Lakish says, if you want to bring a carbon as a gift, the identification of it as a gift for Re'ia is not a problem, because basically it's a response to the Re'ia. So if you have that response, please, concentrate. Go ahead. Go bring yourself a carbon. So Resh Lakish says, that's why it calls it Rayon, to show that it's connected, the Re'ia with the Rayon, are the one of the same things. You want to bring carbonas. You want to come extra time? Whatever you want. Come extra, bring carbon, anything you like. Isn't there a hate bankin? Come. Ace face. Now, in this view, we also come along now, and we have the kashas from various psukim. Here's a beautiful pasuk. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. It says, Hokar raglecha mi beit reyecha. A wonderful, wonderful point. Rashi points out, beit reyecha means your lover. It doesn't mean your friend. It means you, even when you're talking about the ultimate lover, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't overdo it. You don't take things for granted. You don't just walk into his house. You don't like feel that there's no separateness and covet for your lover. That was good for the whole problem of Yom HaShmini. And that was the whole issue of the violation of boundaries, that there needs to be a care. That's what we spoke about. Remember that Yitzchak Avinu was the first one where it says love. Why? Like the Zohar says, because smolcha tachat roshi, you have to put your left hand under my head when you make love to me. What does that mean, says the Zohar? The left hand is midas hadin. So first you have to support my head, meaning that you recognize my separateness and what is unique. But then you can make love to me. But before that, it's the problem we had with Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu's chesed ended up being very destructive with the whole story with Lot and everything that comes out of that and the reconstruction of relationships and the problem of loss of identity. All of that was Lot and all of that was the coming of Mashiach and all of that was the Mice of Sodom and everything else. It's to make sure that people are not taken advantage of in relationships. It's the covenant, okay? It says over here, keep your feet. That's mamash, your feet. I mean, that's talking about the regal, right? Keep your feet out of, or keep it scarce would be the right way. Keep yourself scarce, we say in English. Make yourself scarce, okay? So karaglacha means make yourself scarce when you come to your lover's home, meaning when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. That seems to be saying very clearly, do not overdo it. This is the Gemara. Yeah, of course, do not overdo it. Ha! You know how you can overdo it? You can say, well, you know, I always wanted to bring a Korban Chatas, so let me be Mechal Shabbos. I won't be careful about Chilul Shabbos, so I'll definitely do something wrong, you know? Then I'll be able to bring it. No. Thank you very much. Keep yourself scarce. That's what it means when it comes to a chatas, comes to an asham. There, it means keep yourself scarce. It doesn't mean don't bring karbonas.
And that's the famous joke of the rabbi who replaced the priest. The guy came in, I did this and I did this. He said, there's a deal today, 3 for a quarter. Go out and do another one.
Very good. Kidder Rebbe Levi. That's why we have 3 avichais today, probably. It's hard enough taking one. I mean, this is nuts. So what happens over here, it says Rabbi Levi, that's a steer in the pasuk. If you don't understand that, so then you're missing the point. Look at the contradiction. On the one hand, it says, which implies keep yourself scarce. And then on the other hand, David HaMelech comes along and says in Tehillim, Avo Beitcha Baolot, I'm going to be coming in. Hey, don't threaten me. Is that a warning? Don't threaten me. I'm going to be coming. Obviously he's saying, it's a wonderful thing. I'm going to be coming into the base of English with Olot. How do we explain that? I thought you're supposed to make yourself scarce. Oh, says Reb Levi, that is Lokasha. Kan b'chataot b'hashamot, where it says Hokar Rak Vacha, that means make sure you don't have to bring a Korban Chatas. Mekan bolo to shlamim. So Adarabba. And Tanya Nami Achi, but you, Rabbi Yochanan, who thought this whole thing up, the Brita says, Okar raglecha mi beit reyecha, bechata ot vashamot hakatuv medaber. We're only talking about chatas and ashamot. You say so. Ata omer bechata ot vashamot, maybe it means even with olot and shlamim. That can come in a darim who've been in the bot. No, because Kishu Omer is exactly what Reb Levi pointed out. It's in the Brita. Avo beitecha ba'olot, ashalem locha nidarai, adarabba. Hare olot v'shlamim amur, that it's a good thing. Hamani mekayim ukarag v'cha mebet reyecha, it's got to mean b'chatot v'ashamot ha-katuv medaber. So don't ask on me from that. Okay, that concludes the Machlokas Riochan Reish Lakish. But meanwhile, we mentioned in the Brita this weird thing, don't come by halves. How could you come by halves? What would that mean? Omar, so Savar Rabbi Yosef Lameimra, so Rabbi Yosef thought maybe that's the point, is that if somebody has 10 sons, so when he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, he shouldn't come up with half of the family one day and half of the family the next day and take 5 on each day. No, You should bring the whole family up on the first day. That's what it means. Omer Le'Abaye, well, I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. Obviously, I need a pasuk to tell you don't come up by halves. So he's going to, in other words, he's going to select the five sons that are the lazy bones, you know. So they want to sit at home and watch TV. Okay, so he said, okay, you guys can come tomorrow. Then he takes his other kids, the ones that want, is that what we're talking about? Or maybe vice versa. He should tell the kids that want to come today, listen, you know, we don't have so much room in the car. Why don't you guys stay home, watch TV, and I'll take your brothers that never get anything done anyway, so at least I'll be able to bring them up. I see Avichai is beginning to feel a little bit nervous about this. Me thinketh the maiden protesteth. Anyway, well, that's obvious. I mean, which ones are you going to say should be the poshim, and which one should be the zrizim? Well, if it says zechurcha, then they all have the same chiyav. That's crazy. Can't mean that. So then what does it mean? I'll tell you. It's what we said before. Remember we said that if you work in the kind of situation where the deodorant's not going to help, so you're working in a tannery or you're working in a copper processing place or you're collecting dog droppings, whatever, you're not going to be able to come up for the Aliyah L'Regel. Well, why not? Everybody's got friends. Just find other people in the same profession, and then we can have a special busload of the Guild of Dog Dropping Collectors. They're coming up special to the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's why it says, Kol Zechurcha, you can't come up by halves. No special buses. Okay, I mean, that's what it means. So that's referring to the Acher HaMimrim, HaMekameitz, HaMetzaref Nechoshet, Habursi, a tannery, all of these people are Paturim and Ariya. Why? Shinamar Kol Zechurcha. Means Mishia Chola Lotim Kol Zechurcha. Yatzu Elish Eni Chola Lotim Kol Zechurcha. Why not? I mean, they can come up with their own group. No, that's the whole point. That would mean Lechatzaim. Lechatzaim are unacceptable. And now a word from our Capitan. Okay, and this is without the Rebbe even sitting there and getting you nervous because he just posted a picture. That ain't no Rebbe. There's only some groups of Hasidim that think that that's the Rebbe. I don't know if he's not of that type, right? So there we go. Knew we'd get him out of that picture, even just for a moment. Okay, so now the question is, what kind of funds do you use to bring these korbanos? Do they need to be? Because look, there's a lot of funds available, right? I mean, there's your tzedakah funds. You've got your meiser. You've got korbanos of meiser. You've got meiser sheni that's always available to use for eating. So you use your meiser sheni money when you come up in Yerushalayim to buy your korbanos, right? Or maybe not. Oh, that's what our mission is going to explain. So the olot b'moed, when you're bringing your olos, weird word, b'moed, when you're bringing your olos on Chol HaMoed, why would you only bring your olos on Chol HaMoed? Gemara's going to ask that. So olot b'moed, ba'ot min achulin, maybe only on Chol HaMoed you have to bring a carbon oil with money that is not dedicated for any other purpose, but what possible reason would there be for that? Gosh, I don't know. So you would have to bring it from money that is not Meiser Sheni money. It's not set aside for a chiev. It's money that otherwise you would be using for personal use, chulin, and that's the money that you have to use to bring your carbon oil. The shlamim, however, obviously the shlame simcha, that could be anything, because remember, there is no real chiev. There is no real chiyuv to bring shalmei simcha. There's only a chiyuv to have meat to eat for simcha. By the way, I just remembered in saying this that I forgot to tell you something very important. That what we had before was a real problem with the chicken companies, right? Because, I mean, what do we have over here? What's the name of that famous chicken? See? Richie! You're the guy who remembers everything. What's the famous chicken?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it. Something, what was his name? Gone. Maybe somebody else will think. Empire Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, all right, now, listen.
Colonel Sanders, the Rabbi Neuberger didn't
recognize on the flight. There we go, Colonel Sanders, absolutely. So this was a joint suit by Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken against this Gemara that said that you can't use chicken. But we had that whole thing before. You're going to have to use... What is wrong with chicken? No simcha with chicken. And what do you say about that? I mean, if this word gets out about this, it's going to close them down. So surprise. And before it says it's got to be zvachim, you might think you could bring menachas. Okay, menachas, of course. What are we going to have? Vegetarians coming into Kentucky Fried Chicken. But then it says ofos. What's wrong with ofos? Now, the strangest thing is the Rambam says beferish. Ofos, you can bring ofos. What about the Gemara? He says, you mechuyev to bring an oila, either an oila behema or an oila sa'ov. Whoa, for your korban re'ia. Oh my gosh. Kentucky Fried Chicken on the Mizbeach. That's for sure. We would only bring pigeons. But anyway, what the heck? Where does he get it from? Must be a different gear set. What? A lot of discussion because, I mean, if it's based on the pasuk, chelev chagi, right? And it talks about something that has to have chelev, that's where we learned it from. We were comparing the chagiga to that, and there's no din of chelev in the oaf, so then that ought to exclude the oaf together with the mincha. How can you have like half of that drasha? Nobody has a clear-cut understanding of the Rambam. Obviously, he's not darshaning this drasha. He doesn't see it as a drasha gemara. Okay, but anyway, sorry, I forgot to bring it up in the time. Stick that back in the first part of the daf, and let's continue. All right, so the shlomim, now obviously shamei simcha, there is no chiev to bring a special korban. If you brought korbanos anyway, for that matter, if you had korbanos from before yontem, I mean, you've got something that is going to make you happy in eating it. It's Kodesh meat, and therefore go right ahead and eat it. And if it's Meiser Sheni or it's Meiser Behema or whatever it is, I don't care. Eat it and enjoy it. Now, the next thing is also weird. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. What's Pesach have to do with it? So Beit Shammai says that is a reference to the Chagiga. The Gemara is going to ask, well, why Pesach? Was the Chagiga on Yom Tov, on any Yom Tov? Why Pesach? And we're going to explain the obvious answer, that there was the other chagiga, which was the chagigas arba asar, which was only brought in order to have enough meat to eat at the Seder, so that when you ate the korban Pesach, it would be ala sovas, it would be enough to give around. Fine. So the Mishnah is making it clear. Listen, obviously, we're not talking about anything that's called chagiga. Who cares? It's called chagiga. We're talking about the chagiga that's brought on Yom Tov Rishon. So even on Pesach, the one that's brought on Yom Tov Rishon. Is that minachulin because it's a chiev, so it should be the same as the oila, or is that even min hamaser from other things? So Beit Shammai says, well, of course, it has to be minachulin. It's a chiev. Dover shebechova has to be minachulin. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, you can even bring it from maaser, which doesn't make any sense at all. It is a chova. Why would Beit Hillel say it's a roi to be brought min hamaser? That's going to be our sugya tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But when it comes to Simcha, whatever you've got, Yisrael, if you're not a Kohen, of course, it means Kohenim also, but we're going to contrast this with Kohenim in a moment. Yisrael, they could be Yotzei the Chiev of Simcha with anything. They had the Dorim, they had the Dovah, they had Maaser Behema, and whatever they have is excellent. The Kohenim, they could have the meat from a korban chatas that people brought, or a korban asham, or a bechor, or maybe chaz v'shok that came from a shlomim, anything. It's all good, unless it's birds. No way, Jose. You cannot have simcha with birds. Lo ba'afot v'lo ben menachot. So much to our vegetarians in the audience. Okay, so says the Gemara, Olot B'mo'ed? What do you mean, Olot B'mo'ed? You know, if I bring my korban ayla on Yontev, then I have a special dispensation. Then I can bring it from the Chobah. That's ridiculous. So, Olot B'mo'ed, and only if you bring it from Kalamoed, then you have to be both B'nachulin. But on Yontev, you're allowed to bring it from Isashani? That's absurd. Maybe it means, maybe it's a sneaky way of saying, don't try to bring that carbon oila on Yontif. Oh, no, no, no. You're only allowed to bring a carbon oila during Chol HaMoed. Because, I mean, after all, it's a chil yontif, not to shech the carbon on yontif, unless it's a carbon like the carbon tummy, the carbon musaf, which is b'moado, is the only time to bring it. Must you bring the carbon oila today? No, there is bring it tomorrow, bring it any of the 7 days. So therefore, maybe that's what it's saying. Don't try to bring your carbon oila on yontif. Is that the pshat? So you could say that. V'chitema, hakam ashmalan. It's a sneaky way of teaching me that when you bring the oil of the moed, which is, of course, the only time you're allowed to bring it, then you would be bringing it min ha-chulin, but on yontif, don't bring it. I mean, that's crazy. That would mean that the Stam Mishnah would be going out, but Beit Shammai. That's Beit Shammai Shita. Beit Shammai Darshan's hula v'adoye aseh lachem, in terms of yontif, is lachem, only for you. V'lo l'gavoa. You can't bring things for the Beis HaMikdash on yontif. Unless, of course, it says b'moado specifically. But then you're telling me that the Mishnah would be going according to Beit Shammai? Like we had, after all, the Mishnah that we're going to have later on. And we had this already when we were learning Beitza. So it says over there, Beit Shammai Omrim, maybe im shlamim, you could bring a shlamim on yontif because you're going to be eating it. But you're not allowed to do smicha. This smicha is a very important part of our Masechet, as we're going to be saying. But you can't do smicha. Why not? Because the Rabbanan asered, remember, riding a horse on Shabbos, or actually being mishtamish with the Baal Chai in any way. And in order to do smicha, you have to lean down on the head of the animal. But that's utilizing, it's the same thing as riding a horse. Basically, it's all included in that gezerah. So therefore, even though there's a mitzvah of smicha, tain es Beit Shammai, but since the Rabbanan asered smicha on Shabbos and Yontav, so you can't do smicha. You'll have to do the smicha some other time. Before, maybe. We'll see about that in Gemara later. But you can't bring a carbon ola at all. That's Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says, nonsense. You bring a carbon shlomim, and you can bring a carbon ola, and you do smicha. There's no, the Rabbanan didn't ask for smicha on kachim, which is a mitzvah. You really think that the Mishnah is going on libe to Beit Shammai? Very difficult to believe. So how do we explain the fact that it says olod b'moed? Ah, it's missing something. What the Mishnah is really saying is this. Olot. Now, what kind of olot? Put in the words. Olot, which are nidarim v'nidavot, they can only be brought b'moed. That's what it's saying. So that's the idea. Olot of all kinds, including nidarim v'nidavot, those are brought during Chol HaMoed. But only during Chol HaMoed, not on yontif, of course, b'yom tov einam bo'os, that you understand. That would be true even according to Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel would be made according to the Tana of this Mishnah, that even though we bring an oila as Re'iyah, that's because there's a mitzvah. So over there, we'll bring it on yontif. But something that you don't have to bring on yontif, and that is not going to be for your achila, so then it's better to bring it not on yontif. Question whether it's an actual isser, it's a chilo yontif. Would you be chayav malchus if you did do it? That's all discussion Tosis brings over here. You wouldn't be chayav malchus. Is it a kosher carbon? Yes, Rambam says it is a kosher carbon. It's an isser d'oraisa. Rambam says it is an d'oraisa, but nonetheless, it's whatever. A lot of different shitas, which Bezrat Hashem will get to when we get to discuss the sugya. But getting back to the Mishnah of what is chaser. An olas re'iyah, of course, is ba'afilo b'yontav. Now, let's get back to the Mishnah, what it says. Whenever it is that it does come, einam ba'alam anachulin. Fine, that's the next piece of the Mishnah. There's two things. Olas of any kind, bo'os b'moed. Only the olas re'iyah, it can come on yontav itself. And einam ba'alam anachulin, perfectly logical way to read the Mishnah, if you have the chisurim echasr. When it comes to shalmei simcha, whatever you want. You can bring it even from ice. What about Chagigas Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach? So there, Beit Shammai Omrim, well, it's a Dover Shebechova, only Menachulin. Beit Hillel says it could come from Eiser. And in fact, there's a Braita that speaks out the whole thing with the Chatzur Mechasra. And clearly, that's the correct shot. Here, Tanya Meir. Olot of Nedarim V'Nedavot, only B'moed during Chol HaMoed, there Ba'ot, but B'Yom Tov Einan Ba'ot. Olat ri'iyah ba'afilu b'yontav. U'cheshi, but literally word for word what we figured out on our own. amazing. Of course, we didn't look at the price before. And olas ri'ya ba'afilu biyontov uchashiba enabayal amenachuli shalmei simcha ba'inafin amaser and chagigat yontov harishon shel pesach. There we have our machloket beit shammai omrim minachulin, and beit hillel says no, I can't even bring it in amaser. What do you mean the chagiga of Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach? Why are we talking about Pesach? The Chagiga is on every Yom Tov Rishon, no? Why Pesach? Amar Rav Ashi, Hakol Mashmalan, that we're talking about only the Chagigat Chamishasar. Yes, absolutely. And that has to come from the Chulin, because it's a Chovah. But Chagigat Arba'asar, you can do without. If you don't have a need for it, you're only bringing it to have enough meat. Suppose you only have a few people in your Korban Pesach, Chabura. So then you wouldn't even bring it at all. So if you don't bring it at all, it's obviously not a chova. And therefore, whatever it is you bring it from would be perfectly all right. Again, not everybody agrees to this, by the way, because then there is, as Tosis points out, there we'll talk about tomorrow. Because I want to keep just a few minutes to be able to get back to our Shvia stuff. So there are other shitas that actually Chagigat Arba'asar is a real chiyav. And it would be a deraisa. But apparently this is what the Omar holds. Alma kasavar, chagigat arba'asar, lav deraita, because you can manage without it.